Well, hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Are you out of breath after that one? Praise God. Well, friends, today here we are, Resurrection Sunday.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们在这里聚集在这里，在主复活的主日相聚在一起。
The day where we remember that the Lord Jesus, after being in the grave, rose again.
今天是主耶稣被埋葬三天后复活的日子。
And I think sometimes for us it is hard for us to imagine just what it was like that very first Easter morning.
我们有时候很难想象在最初的这个复活节的主日早上是怎样的一个情景。
Because for the disciples and for the followers of Jesus, their hope had been crushed.
因为对当时主的门徒和他的这些跟随追随者来说，他们的希望是完全破灭的。
So they woke that first Easter morning and they are not thinking this is a great day.
在当时的最早的复活节的早上，他们并不知道这是一个多么伟大的日子。
They're walking around dazed and confused.
他们走在那里感到很迷茫。
Their hearts are broken.
他们的心都是碎的。
They cannot even begin to think about the future.
他们都没有根本没有能力在思考未来。
Because on Friday, everything that they had hoped for had been taken from them.
因为在受难节星期五的时候，他们所有的希望，所有他们的一切都被毁灭了。
For us, we have this great advantage.
对我们今天的基督徒来说，我们有极大的恩典。
I didn't come here this morning with sorrow in my heart.
我来到这里并没有任何的悲伤，今天早上。
Or with grief.
或者是说悲哀。
But just like deep, deep joy.
但是呢，是所有的只是发自内心深处的那种喜乐。
Because I know that my Redeemer lives.
因为我知道我的救赎主活着。
It's not in question.
这根本不是问题。
It is not wishful thinking.
也不是说我们的想象。
I know he lives because I met him.
因为我知道我的救赎主活着，因为他深深触动了我。
And because I know how he changed my life and my heart.
我知道他是怎样把我的生命翻转过来。
And this morning we have witnessed people proclaiming the difference Jesus makes.
我们今天早上见证了很多不同的人领受耶稣基督的恩典。
For those 10 beautiful people from young to old.
我们刚才受洗的十位弟兄姐妹，从小孩子到成年人。
As they came to the waters this morning.
当他们进入到净池的时候。
They are entering into the death of Jesus.
他们进入的是与基督耶稣的同死亡。
And emerging into the new life in him.
同埋葬，然后进入到一个新的生命，新的生命。
They're saying, I'm changed.
因为他们知道是耶稣改变了我。
I'm born again.
我重生了，是耶稣改变了我。
I am a brand new creation.
我是在耶稣基督里一个新造的人。
And so this morning, as we in this place lift up the name of Jesus,
因为今天早上我们在这里高举耶稣基督的名。
I want you to be sure.
我想让你要明明白白的知道。
This is not just about knowing that a man once dead came to life.
不仅仅是知识上了解说一个人从死里面埋葬复活。
But it's having relationship with God who is still alive today.
而是我们要建立与神的关系，因为我们的主仍然今日还在活着。
He defeated death once and for all.
他战胜了死亡，他永远的战胜了死亡。
And so I want us just to take a few moments.
我想花一点时间。
To look a little bit at the evidence.
来看一下这些证据。
But even more so the difference that the resurrection makes.
耶稣复活的这个证据和复活所带来的希望。
Because for us as Christians, the resurrection is everything.
因为复活是我们基督教信仰的核心。
So much so that Paul the Apostle said this.
保罗使徒保罗曾经说过
，If Christ has not been risen from the dead，
如果耶稣基督没有复活
，then our preaching and our faith is nothing。
那我们所传、我们所信的都是枉然。
With no resurrection, we're just singing songs。
复活不仅仅是只唱一些赞美诗歌。
With no resurrection, we're just fooling one another。
如果呢，没有主耶稣的复活，那我们就是自欺。
And with no resurrection, we are pretending to be something that we're not。
如果没有耶稣基督的复活，我们就是在自欺欺人，来伪装成我们不是的。
So everything rests on this one day, Christ who died for sins rose from the grave。
所有的核心焦点都是在耶稣为我们的罪而死。埋葬三天后复活。
Now, we have very clear evidence for this.
我们有足够的证据。
The Bible tells us some very key things.
圣经告诉我们。
First of all, Jesus himself, before his death,
耶稣基督在他受难之前
he said more than once, I must die and I will rise again.
耶稣跟他的门徒讲过很多次，也跟众人讲过，他要必须要去受死、埋葬、复活。
So much so that on the day that he rose from the dead, the women at the tomb and the first disciples remembered what he said.
当主耶稣复活的时候，他的门徒和那些妇人们在这个空坟墓的时候，他们就想起了主对他们曾经说过的。
The next evidence we have is the fact that the women that morning when they went to the tomb, the stone is rolled away and the tomb is empty.
另外一个证据就是当那些妇人对不起 excuse me, 早上去这个去到坟墓的时候坟墓的那个石头挡坟墓的那个石头已经被推开了。
And let me be clear, the stone was rolled away,Not so that Jesus could get out.
这个石头打开不是说因为把这个弄开然后耶稣再出来。
Because Jesus is God. He could have just walked through the wall.
因为耶稣基督就是神他不需要把石头推开他都可以出来。
The stone is rolled away so we can look in.
因为这个石头挪开是让我们能够看到。
So we can see the grave clothes lying there.
我们可以看到这个裹尸体的布在上面，在墓穴里，坟墓里。
And then we have the evidence of the angels who appeared to those women and to the disciples.
还有证据就是天使向这些妇人们和门徒显现。
Messengers from God saying, "Why are you looking?" For the living one amongst the dead.
Yeah, 因为天使就问这些门徒，你们为什么在死人中找活人？
He isn't here, he's risen, so go.
他不在坟墓里，他已经复活了。Hallelujah.
Then we have testimony.
那我们还有很多其他人的见证。
Of over 500 people who met the risen Jesus.
因为有主耶稣复活之后向500人显现。
And if for a moment you're thinking, well, maybe they are just, you know, conspiring. Maybe they are making it up.
哦，也许呢，你可能会想啊，这个可能是一个阴谋吧，他们就是编了一个故事。
Why would they make up a story and stand by it when most of them would lose their lives for that story?
他们为什么要编这样一个可以使他们失去生命的故事呢？
I mean, 2 days before the resurrection.
在复活之前的两天受难节
Most of them are so filled with fear that they can't even be at the cross. They've run.
所有的门徒他们呢很惧怕根本都没有这个胆量跟着耶稣基督到这个骷髅地十字架前。
But we see the difference that their meeting Jesus makes.
但耶稣复活之后我们看到了门徒们的改变。
And then,The last piece of evidence that I just want to share for this morning.
Yeah, 今天早上我想跟大家再分享的另外一个见证证据
isn't to be found directly from the Bible.
不是完全直接从圣经
but is to be found in the millions and billions of people who've discovered the truth from the Bible.
但是呢，是可以从 成千上万的人从见证圣经的这个真实。
We see the evidence in lives that are changed because they've met Jesus.
因为我们看到耶稣基督徒这些成百万的基督徒他们生命的改变，我们知道耶稣他已经复活了。
And this is one of the most compelling things for people in the world today to see.
这是一个非常具有挑战性的一个现象。
The lives of people today that are changed.
这是一个非常震撼人心的，我们的相信耶稣的人生命的改变。
Now, most of you don't know me, other than my name is Tim, Pastor Tim.
很多人还不太了解我，可能只知道我是 Pastor Tim.
You have known me only ever since I've been here at Westburn.
你可能也只是认识我从在这个 Westburn 这个教会这里来认识我。
No one here knows me from the day before I met Christ.
但是你们并不了解我认识耶稣基督之前的我。
But I have family members and friends and a lot of people that I grew up with who remember me before I met Jesus.
但是我的家人我的朋友他们知道我信主之前的我。
And I remember it was August 2006.
2006年的八月。
As a 19-year-old student.
我是一个19岁的学生。
Who had major problems with drinking and drug taking and anger issues.
我有很多问题，酗酒、吸毒，还有一些愤怒、控制不了的一些问题。
The day that I met Jesus changed everything.
但是我接受主耶稣的那一天，一切都改变了。
I changed that very day.
我耶稣触动我的那一天，我改变了。
Because the anger was gone.
再也没有什么怒气。
And the guilt that I had was gone.
我的一些一些内疚也耶稣把它。
I didn't have shame anymore.
我也不再羞愧。
I didn't care to drink or anything else anymore.
我根本不会再去想那些喝酒之类的事情。
Because I'd met God, the living God, Jesus Christ.
因为我认识了主耶稣，这个复活的、永生的主耶稣基督。
And let me tell you, for those people that knew me, they saw the change.
人们可能只看到这个改变之后的。
They questioned it.
他们也许会问问题。
They tried to make me fall and to slip and to turn to the old Tim.
有些他们会让我就是说啊，希望我再回到从前的我。
But for some of them, when they saw that the change was genuine,
如果真正你看到这个改变是从生命里面的真正生命的见证，
that I was a different person.
那是另外的完全不同的一个人。
It was something that their eyes couldn't ignore anymore.
是不可以忽视的这种生命的改变。
And I want to say to you this morning, dear Church of Christ,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
the greatest witness to people outside the four walls of this church,
我们为在教会之外做美好见证的方法,
it's you.
就是所有的弟兄姐妹,
right?
活出耶稣基督。
It's you and the change that has happened.
是你生命的改变来见证耶稣基督的爱。
It's the certainty of the hope that you have.
是你这种确信的对永生对神的盼望来感动其他的人。
It's you living a holy life by the power of the Holy Spirit.
是你在圣灵的感动之下所活出来的圣洁的生活在吸引着还没有认识耶稣基督的人。
It's you like our sister, sharing with everyone. I've met a man.
就是像我们刚才 Sharon 姐妹她分享一样。
And I want to tell you about Jesus.
我认识耶稣基督，耶稣基督救了我，我也想让你认识他。
Because there is a great truth about the resurrection of Jesus, and it's about what Jesus does inside us too.
耶稣基督的复活是改变我们的内心。
You know, before we meet Jesus, our heart, it's like a tomb.
我们在认识耶稣基督之前，我们的心是很像一个坟墓。
It's a place of death.
是充满了死亡。
Because we don't know God.
因为我们不认识神。
We can't reach God.
我们摸不到神。
We live for ourselves and our own needs and our own wants.
我们知道的只是我们自己肚腹的需要。
And the Bible speaks about how the sin in our lives means that we are dead people walking.
Yeah, 我们就像一个活着的死人，因为罪的捆绑。
Now, the resurrection of Jesus isn't just about rolling the stone away from the tomb he was in.
耶稣基督的复活不仅仅是说空坟墓或者是石头被推开。
It's about rolling the stone away from the tomb of your heart.
而是说把我们心中的那个罪的石头挪去。
And then he transforms that tomb into a palace.
他会把我们的内心改成一个圣殿。
A place that's worthy for him to take up residence.
是一个圣洁的地方，神与我们同在的地方。
You know, the great truth of the resurrection is Jesus is alive.
复活的真理是耶稣复活，他是。
And he wants to become alive within the hearts of humanity.
他变成了一个活着的人，住在我们心中。
And to do that, he makes us new creations.
他在耶稣基督里，我们成了新造的人。
No longer a heart of stone, but a heart of flesh.
我们的心不再是石心，我们变成了一个敬畏神的心。
A heart that can feel God and sense God and love God.And touch him.
一颗愿意来与神亲近，来愿意接受神的爱的一颗圣洁的亲近。
And then he gives us brand new eyes.
他也给了我们新的眼睛。
To see the world as he sees it.
给我们属灵的眼睛，让我们看世界是通过神的这种眼光去看。
And he gives us brand new purpose.
他给了我们人生的新的目标。
To live for him and him alone.
我们人生的目标就是为主而活，只是为主而活。
To join him in this great plan of salvation.
来在他的事工中，在他救恩的这个大使命中有份。
Where he's drawing and redeeming the world.
来拯救世界上失丧的灵魂。
So friends, I say to you this morning, you must be born again.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，今天早上我再一次跟大家讲，我们必须要重生。
I praise God for those of you who know that you have met Jesus.
我感谢神，祷告也为神感谢，献上感恩，你接受了，已经接受主耶稣基督的。
I thank God for those of you who know that you are saved and are filled with the Holy Spirit.
感谢神，你知道，你确信，你已经是被神拯救的。
But I want to speak to those of you who are not sure.
我也要跟那些还不是很确定的朋友们讲。
Those of you who think I don't know if I'm saved.
我还也许你在问我也不知道我是不是已经被救赎了。
God is good.
神是美善的。
And he loves you.
神爱你，耶稣爱你。
And his great desire for your life.
他对你的生命是看的是很重的。
Is that you would know him.
他最希望你的是能够认识他。
And experience a love like nothing else this world has to offer.
神希望你可以体会到神的爱是没有任何人间之爱可以相比的。
The love of God was demonstrated for you in this.
神已经耶稣基督为我们示范了神的爱。
Is it even while we were sinful?
虽然我们仍然是罪人。有罪。
Christ died for us on the cross.
但是耶稣基督已经在十字架上救赎了我们。
And by dying that death and rising to new life,
他在十字架上承担了我们的罪，在上面被钉死、埋葬、复活。
He invites you to be a part of his family.
他希望你成为他神家中的一员。
And this family is wonderful.
这个大家庭是一个。
It has
美好无比的家庭。
It has nothing to do with gender. or race or sexuality or anything else.
神的家是包容的家庭，不论你是来自于哪一个种族、性别，都是。
He simply invites you to be a child of God by believing in Jesus.
他只希望你能够接受耶稣基督，成为神的儿女。
And that's the only criteria to be a part of this family.
那只有这一项要求，接受耶稣基督。
To turn to God and believe in Him.
呀，接受耶稣基督，相信神。
And then when we become a part of this family,
当我们成为神家的一份子的时候，
He invites us to share the difference He invites us to share the difference it's made by being baptized.
他就会给我们一个新的命令，接受洗礼。
So I just want to encourage you. It says in the book of Romans,
我想用罗马书中的一段经文来鼓励大家。
If you confess with your mouth,
如果你口里
that Jesus is Lord,
口里承认耶稣基督是主
and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead,
心里相信神已经让他从死里复活
you will be saved.
你就得救
It is not you might be saved.
不是说你可能被救赎。
There is no small print.
没有像我们其他的商业广告的小字印刷体。
You will be saved.
你是一定会被。
100% guaranteed.
是100%的被拯救。
So this morning I want to invite you to become a part of the family.
所以今天早上我希望朋友们请你欢迎你来到神的家庭。
Confess Jesus is Lord.
来接受耶稣基督成为你个人的救主
Believe he's been raised from the dead
相信他的复活从死里复活
And come home
欢迎回家
This morning we all share testimony to say I know that my Redeemer lives
今天早上我们有不同的见证但是主题都是我知道我的救赎主活着
Unlike those very first disciples who saw him in the flesh
从最早的他的门徒亲眼看到耶稣基督的
We don't see him in that way
我们虽然没有亲眼看到复活后的主
But we can see him with the eyes of the heart.
但是我们可以通过属灵的眼睛看到我们复活的主。
We see him as we read the word of God.
我们读圣经的时候我们就能看到复活的主耶稣基督。
We hear him as we pray and as we spend time in solitude.
我们在祷告的时候我们就知道我们的救赎主活着。
We receive the Spirit of God to live within us.
我们接受圣灵的感动，耶稣基督住在我们心中，我们知道是因为救赎主活着。
And we find our lives changing throughout the whole of our life, changing to be more and more and more like Jesus.
呀，我们在不断的追求圣洁的过程中，我们知道是因为我们的救赎主活着。
I don't want anyone to leave this morning without meeting him.I don't want anyone to leave this morning without meeting Jesus.
我不希望今天早上大家离开的时候你还没有认识耶稣基督或接受耶稣基督。
Now in a few moments, we are going to sing one more song of praise.
等一下我们还会用诗歌来赞美敬拜。
I want the roof to come off the place.
大家要尽情歌唱来赞美我们的主。
And I want the joy within our hearts to overflow into this city from here.
让你的喜乐像泉源一样永远流淌。
We are going to see lives changed.
我们希望看到我们的生命在耶稣基督里被改变。
People are going to be saved.
更多的灵魂被拯救。
But let me encourage you, before you leave this house today,
在我们今天崇拜结束之前
If you need to meet with him
如果你想 来认识耶稣基督，来接受耶稣基督。
If you need to pray to receive salvation,
如果你想祷告，通过祷告来接受耶稣基督的救赎。
If you need prayer for healing,
如果你需要一些身体上的需要祷告。
If you want to pray to receive the Holy Spirit,
如果你祷告需要圣灵的感动。
Then don't leave this place without meeting with God.
但是希望你在不要马上离开，在你一定要来亲身来经历神，来体会体验神。
As we sing our closing song, I will be at the front, Pastor Ander will be at the front, and we'll make sure that there are other people here, that if you want to come forward this morning and receive prayer, then feel the freedom to come.
Yeah, 在我们唱这个回应诗歌的之前呢，希望大家，如果你有任何需要，需要祷告，我们请大家可以来跟 Pastor Tim 或者是我们的李长兵牧师来祷告。
Don't wait.
不要等。
Don't leave this place thinking, oh, I wish I had gone.
不要带着任何遗憾离开，今天就是你接受耶稣基督的时刻。
So let, friends, let's come, let's meet the Lord, let's praise Him in the sanctuary.
Yeah, 让我们一起来祷告。
Amen.